A few days ago, your firm requested that we shorten the lead time on products produced in our Thai factory and intended for the Brazilian market. Regarding this, we would like to give you our company's proposal. Let's start with a look at this slide. This chart shows the current condition toward the resolution of your request. As you can see, the present workflow is month 1, showing the reception of the order from your company. Month 2 includes arranging for the parts needed. Month 3 is the production of the product. Month 4 is the settlement of the order and the shipping of the products from Thailand. And month 5 is the arrival of the products in Brazil. In other words, we require 5 months to deliver the products to Brazil after we receive an order from your firm. However, you have requested that we shorten the entire lead time to 3 months. This makes the period from order reception to production 1 month, even though it currently takes 3 months. But our conclusion is that, with our current production system, it will be very difficult to completely meet your request. To help further understanding, let me explain a bit about our internal conditions. Please look at the next slide. This illustrates our production process for products intended for overseas markets. When we receive a tentative order for products intended for Brazil, we in turn must place orders with a number of suppliers in China and Japan for the necessary components. These various suppliers will purchase a range of parts and materials, so they must then begin production and ship the supplies to Thailand. It then takes 3 months for our factory to have all the necessary components, manufacture the products, and prepare them for shipping. As you pointed out in your request, for our products intended for the Japanese market, we make use of a just-in-time system, and shipments can begin from the day following the receiving of an order. The reason behind this is that our domestic products are made using an extremely precise production schedule. From our many years of experience, we are able to very accurately predict domestic demand and will order the necessary components many months in advance. For products intended for Brazil, however, it is very difficult to put in place this kind of production schedule. Please take a look at the next slide. This graph shows the actual production of products for your company for Brazil over the past 3 years. As you can see, the quantities shipped each month have varied greatly over the period. We have a strong production system based on production planning using accurate predictions, but this is vulnerable to sudden changes in production volume that vary from those predictions. Because of this, there is always the potential for being out of stock on components or having excessive inventory. To avoid either situation, we do require a lead time to delivery of 5 months. In addition, there are external factors related to business in Brazil, such as the requirement by the Brazilian government that before products can be shipped to the country, they must receive an import license. The procedures for receiving these import licenses require at least a month. Therefore, looking at both our internal and the external factors, we feel that it will be quite difficult at the present time to reduce the lead time for products for Brazil by 2 months. However, we also understand that it is difficult for your company to be able to predict market conditions 5 months in advance. Therefore, we propose that we reduce our production time from 3 to 2 months, reducing the lead time by 1 month to 4 months in total. In this case, however, tentative orders from your company must be as close to firm orders as possible. This means that the gap between tentative and firm orders should be no more than plus or minus 20%.